You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Bubba had a dream, Bubba had a wish, to find himself a woman that loved to fish. One day at the tackle shop, his dream came true, and now for everyone he catches, she catches too. Hey Bubba, she fishes better than you.
I always think of you and Gail when we play this, but Gail, to be honest, is not big on fishing. She just wants to be there to be with you and the boys every time you're out, I think.
Right, and she's not fond of guys named Bubba either.
Well, good, because she married a Mike. There's a lot of those out there. We're going to be talking with Captain Chad Bettridge after the top of the hour about some poaching in the state, both with big game and with fishing. You said that kind of dovetails into what you wanted to talk about today.
Yes, absolutely, because what I want to talk about is a skill that everybody needs, and that is how to take a fish photo. And by the way, it's not as easy as it seems.
So no.
If you fish a lot, everybody will say, let Mike take it, because the photo matters. And if you don't think catch and release impacts the fish, try to catch a fish just over the slot. You're not going to, because humans impact the fishery more than anything else. So I'm a promoter of catch and release, and nothing makes it easier to catch and release than a properly photographed fish. By the way, that freezer burn fish doesn't look so good. I know you wanted to show the spouse that you're the great white hunter or whatever, but the truth is a photo is much better and more memorable, and it lasts forever. So, and that fish could be in somebody else's photo on another day. So let's give you the technique of catching a fish photo. You ready, Tim?
Yeah, go.
Okay, first off, a big mistake is don't ever take the fly out of the mouth. In fact, sometimes it gets in the net and the fly comes out. Hook it back in the lip. Put it on the side so it's nice and pretty. Push the feathers up onto the fish. And you say, why do you want the fly in the mouth? Well, first off, when you drop a fish because it flops during a photo, you just pick up your rod and catch him again. And so it makes you more relaxed. And further, this is a big deal. When you want to remember what you caught fish on, oh, we were up with that reel. Oh, gosh, what did we get them on? Go to your photo. There's the fly in the mouth. And now you remember what flies to bring. So that's a huge thing. Don't take the fly out of the mouth. It makes a better picture, but more importantly, allows you to remember what works. Okay, the next thing you got to do is hopefully you have a catch and release net. A rubber net's what you want. But what you have to do is take off your gloves. And people say, well, it's cold. Are you kidding? You know what? If it's cold, you still have to take off your gloves, okay? And then you have to dip your hands in the water because you must have wet hands to touch a fish. If you don't, that slime that protects that fish is going to adhere to your hands, and you're essentially going to kill that fish. So you've got to have wet hands. I'm sorry it's January, but that's the way it works. Okay, now what you want to do when you reach into that net is you got to calm yourself. And that sounds, like a small thing, but it's huge. You translate through your hands whether or not you're nervous or excited and the fish is going to flop or jump. And by the way, when I have my students, I say, calm down, relax, because that fish will sense your fear and jump. And you want them just relaxed. They'll stay in your hand if you know how to do it. It's called tickling, okay? Now, on another day, we'll teach you how to catch fish with your hands, if you remind me, Tim, because tickling's how you do it. And what you're doing is you're rubbing your fingers along the lateral lines, and this really does calm the fish. So put your hands in and subtly tickle them on the sides. It relaxes you, but mostly relaxes the fish. And then you can hold it up, and it's not going to ever flop, okay? So one mistake that people make as well is they want to get the scenery in the photograph. It's just not going to happen. I know you're surrounded by beautiful nature, and you want it to be incorporated into your photo, but the truth is it's not going to translate. So focus on the fish. Never mind about the scenery. And you want to hold your fish up. I got people holding it around waist high or belly high, and you can't see the face. Put it up by your chin, and then if you're going to take the photo, you want to get the head and the tail. That's all you need is the face smiling, the head and the tail, and the fly visible, and that's a great photo, okay? So remember, don't worry worry about that mountain and those trees. I mean, sometimes you can get all of it, but mostly it's the fish that's the beauty, and it's what you're going to focus on. And when you show somebody a fish photo and you're far away or you got the mountains and the river, they're just going to push the zoom and try to see the fish because fish are lovely by themselves.
That is 100% true. Here's the other thing. If you extend it toward the camera, it looks bigger.
Yeah, you know, I don't worry about any of that. I catch big fish. I know people want to make their fish bigger. You know, that's junk. The fish is gorgeous. They'll know how big it is by your hands. And more importantly, that fish is back in the water. And that photo is going to last for eternity, but that fish isn't dead. And that's the most important thing you want to do is capture a photo because you don't have to kill the fish. And, you know, a fish photo matters on how you do it. A lot of people take photos and oh my heavens, they send them to me, Tim, and they're upside down. They're holding them by the tail. And you don't even know how to turn the camera to look at the fish correctly.
Yeah.
So knowing how to catch is one thing, but knowing how to take a photo is another, and it really does matter. So remember those rules. Calm yourself, take off your gloves, use the fly, frame the fish, not the scenery, and put it up where we can see your grin.
I love that. They call that CPR, catch, photograph, and release. So perform a little CPR on the fish. Besides that, it'll keep you out of trouble when it comes to the law. If you end up keeping a fish, you shouldn't. You never have to wonder about that. Chad Bettridge is a captain with the DWR. We're going to talk about that after we get you a news update at the top of the hour. Navi, stand by. Hour number two is coming up right after we get you a news update. That's coming up next here on KSL. We'll also do a little road tripping with Bob Grove. He's on the high seas somewhere. I don't think he's fishing. Probably just getting a good old sunburn right there poolside. Stay with us.